yeah, oh yeah, can I get a oh yeah, oh yeah, can I get a...
You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise. Now, what in the world is growth marketing?
Yeah, it's actually a question that I get the most, to be honest with, because you know what marketing is, right? Like traditional marketing kind of has been out there since you and I have probably not broken over the surface of the world, right? So growth marketing is kind of the more Z-gen version of traditional marketing from where I look at it. It's actually older than that, but like it's actually marketing that you do by a lot of testing and by a lot of data engineering, meaning that like you need to test, you need to shape what you do, you need to measure and then make decisions based on realistic data. That's growth marketing.
Got it. And what are some of the things that our listeners, our B2B founders, investors, and entrepreneurs, how can we leverage growth marketing in our businesses?
Well, again, I'll try to answer it from an entrepreneur's point of view, going back in years. So the way I see the biggest value comes from is actually the amount of budget you have. Think about it. Like you're against, assume that you have a startup, right? You're probably against some very big folks out there who has much bigger marketing spend, thousands of people doing something. So you need to be smart. You need to cherish every dollar you have. You need to work around every idea that you have. You need to make sure that it actually works. And then you stop investing by seeing returns. So for example, say, take an example from a non-tech startup. Say you're selling t-shirts, right? Out of glimpse, you can think of thousands of companies that sell t-shirts. Who has billions and millions of dollars in competition of what you can give? You need to deal with many stuff, and marketing comes as a surplus cost based on what you all have to deal with, but it actually makes the business or makes it fail. So think about coming up with a website, running a lot of different alternatives, testing them one by one, and then finding out a winner, and then just pouring money over to that winner. Actually, this is where it could be really meaningful for a typical business owner.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.